Hey everyone, and welcome back to Booklicious, the podcast where we explore the stories that stay with you long after you close the last page. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a powerful, emotional, and gripping novel, Sisters in the Wind by Angeline Bouley. Now, if that name sounds familiar, you might remember her from Firekeeper's Daughter and Warrior Girl Unearthed. With this new release, Bouley once again brings us a story that blends heart-pounding tension with a deeply emotional look at identity, belonging, and survival. So let's talk about it. At the heart of Sisters in the Wind is Lucy Smith, an 18-year-old who's lived most of her life in foster care. Since her father's death, Lucy has learned to survive on her own terms, cautious, self-reliant, and used to moving from one temporary home to the next. But everything changes when a kind caseworker, Mr. Jameson, and a mysterious woman appear with startling news. Lucy might have a family connection she never knew about, and possibly an Ojibwe heritage. That discovery sends Lucy down a path she never expected, one filled with danger, buried truths, and a past that refuses to stay hidden. The story moves between her present-day struggles to stay safe and haunting flashbacks from her childhood in the foster system. Piece by piece, we see how Lucy's past pain connects to her present, leading to an explosive confrontation that's as emotional as it is thrilling. Lucy is easily one of Bouley's most compelling protagonists. She's tough, but fragile in ways that feel heartbreakingly real. She's guarded, yet you can sense her deep longing for connection. What really makes Lucy shine is her voice. Bouley writes her with such restraint and precision that every emotion feels earned. You can tell Lucy isn't written just to fit a plot. She's written like someone who's truly lived through hardship. And it's not just Lucy. The supporting cast adds layers of complexity. Mr. Jameson, the persistent and compassionate caseworker, the fierce woman who may be friend or foe, and the family members who represent both love and painful truth. Together, they turn the story into something deeply human. Now, Sisters in the Wind isn't just a thriller. It's a story about identity, heritage, and the systems that too often strip people of both. Bouley explores what it means to grow up disconnected from your culture, especially for Indigenous children who were separated from their roots through foster care or adoption. But she does it with care and nuance. The novel never feels preachy. Instead, these themes live naturally in Lucy's life. The book asks, what does it really mean to belong? Can family be chosen, or does blood define it? And how do you heal when the world keeps telling you who you are? Those questions give this story its emotional heartbeat, and they're the reason it stays with you. In terms of pacing, Bouley structures the book beautifully. The story alternates between the present and the past, short, sharp chapters that make you want to read just one more. The suspense keeps building, quietly at first, then all at once. What begins as a personal search for identity turns into a full-on fight for survival. And when that final confrontation comes, it's raw, emotional, and unforgettable. A few readers mentioned that the ending is intense, maybe even a bit graphic, but it fits the tone perfectly. It's a story that never looks away from the hard parts, and that's what makes it powerful. So what works best in Sisters in the Wind? First, Lucy's character. She feels so authentic that you can almost hear her voice in your head. Second, the cultural detail. Bouley, as always, writes with honesty about Indigenous heritage and the impact of systemic loss, but she does it in a way that feels like storytelling, not lecturing. And third, the emotional payoff. The quiet moments between action scenes, those small connections, those flashes of hope hit just as hard as the big revelations. If you're into light mysteries or posy reads, this one might feel a bit heavy. It deals with trauma, abuse, and systemic neglect, but it does so with empathy and purpose. On the other hand, if you love stories where the emotional journey matters as much as the mystery, Sisters in the Wind is exactly your kind of book. It's fast-paced, heartfelt, and deeply human. Sisters in the Wind is a story about claiming your place in a world that keeps trying to tell you who you're supposed to be. It's fierce, it's tender, and it's beautifully written. Angeline Bouley proves once again that she can deliver both tension and heart, reminding us that courage doesn't always mean running into danger. Sometimes it means standing still and saying, "This is who I am." So if you're looking for your next unforgettable read, something with heart, heritage, and high stakes, pick up Sisters in the Wind. It's one of those books that will stay with you long after you turn the last page. That's it for today's episode of Booklicious. If you enjoyed this review, don't forget to follow the podcast and share it with your fellow book lovers.